Parak Dalad Mishnah Yud. Mish Yatza Lelech Be'ir Shema Arvin Ba. If you have a person who the people of his town sent him an Erev Shabbos to the end of the border of their town. So you have the town, and then outside the, once the town finishes, you get an additional 2,000 amos all around you to walk around. So they send them with bread to go to the very, very end of the border, to the end of the 2,000 amos on the outskirts of the town, and place the bread there, in order that tomorrow on Shabbos, their Erev should extend from that 2,000 amos to give them an additional 2,000 amos. And the idea was that they would make it to the next town over. So next town over was a total of 4,000 amos away. They're able to go to the outskirts of the first 2,000 amos of their own town, but past that they're stuck. So they sent this guy with bread to deposit it at the end of their initial 2,000 amos in order that they should have another 2,000 amos to make it to the other town. There was a total of 4,000 amos away from them. And then in the middle of his journey, one of his friends tells him, hey, don't go. There's a tornado there or whatever, don't go. So, hu mutar leilech, what happens is now, is that once Shabbos kicks in, it's actually permitted for him to still use this kind of Erev and go to the neighboring town. Why? Since he had a chazakah on the road, he started to go to the end of the border of a city to place down this bread in order to acquire his shvisa, his resting place. All right, Dina, we look at it as if it's the same case as Misha Babaderech when it goes on the road and he says that I want to rest Shabbos in this specific place. And we said earlier, Mishnah Zion, that you acquire your area and you get 2,000 amos. So to over here, even though he never made it, since he wanted to, he has a chazakah as if he did, and therefore he gets that spot. So technically he could walk out of his city, 2,000 amos like anybody else, but then once he reaches the 2,000 amos border, he gets a bonus 2,000 amos where he would have put the bread, and he can make it to the neighboring town, which is a total of 4,000 amos away from him. Whereas V'chol B'nei Ya'ir, all the rest of the people of his city that didn't have this chazakah, going on this journey to make the bread, rather they were just so much, they were relying that this guy would do it. But Lamaisa, he didn't do it. So the fact that he tried to do it, he gets the bonus of as if he did it. But everybody else, Asurin, they can't rely on it. They can't go more than 2,000 amos out of their town. Shahal v'lhuna chayruvam, since Lamaisa, he didn't put the Erev at the end of the border of the town, so then it doesn't work. And they only have the 2,000 amos around their city that they normally have, like a regular, regular city. So we give this messenger this bonus because he had the chazakah that he was going to do it. If someone stopped him, because he's no different than someone who's on the road and says, I want my place for Shabbos to be right here, and now he gets 2,000 amos away from all around him. So therefore, we look at it as if he made it to that area. And as if he put the bread down there and he gets his bonus 2,000 amos. But everybody else, didn't have this, chazakah. They were just relying on him. They don't get this. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, kol shehechzek b'derech, anyone that has a chazakah on the road, and he goes, they liknos in order to acquire a shavisa, a resting place in a specific spot on the road, even though alfa bish lo gil sham, even though he doesn't reach there, even Lo Amar, he doesn't say Shvisa Zimimokom Ploni, let my resting place be in this specific spot. Mikom Mokom Nevelez Kimen Shagumar Belibo, since in his heart he wants to get that area, we give it to him as if he got there. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, no, Kol Shu Yachal La'arev, someone who had the ability to make the Erev with this loaf of bread, Velo Erev, and he didn't end up making the Erev. So then he's like, Hariza Chamar Gamal. He's like a donkey rider and a camel rider. What does that mean? He's like a person who's riding a donkey and he's riding a camel. And the camel's pulling him one way, the donkey's pulling him another way. We had this phrase earlier in Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet. He doesn't end up going anywhere. He says, so too this case over here. Avzeh, in the Yachal Elich, he can't go on Shabbos. Only, what he can do? He can go 2,000 amos. El Alpaim Amos, Shubin Iro, Ubin Amokom Shiniskavi, Liklo Shom Shvisa. He has 2,000 amos from the city and from the place that he wanted to place down the bread. That's all he has. Why? Because Mayor says he has a suffix. Heichen makom shvisa. So where was the spot that he wanted to acquire? In the makom shvatzel in the yachz ha'erev. It was a place that he wanted to place the erev, which was the end of the 2,000 amos from this city. So since he left his house and he was muchzik on the road, So v'dim so she'in lo alpayim amos, he doesn't have 2,000 amos to l'kol roch me'iro from all the sides of the city, ella only from the place where he was dwelling. So if his, you know, he wanted to get his chazakah on the road, then he would lose his 2,000 amos from the city. He'd only have the 2,000 amos from where he's making his resting place on the road. Whereas if you look at it that he's really in his house, right, in Bebeso, since he wanted to make the air with bread, but he didn't do it because someone held him up, so then he didn't acquire his resting place at the end of the tchum of the ear, the end of the border of the city. Now he can't leave the actual border of the regular city, the tzad osa ear, to go to the other city that he wanted to go to. Meaning, he's in like a, we don't know what his intention was. And since we don't know what his intention was, we just say, wherever he is, he has 2,000 amos to go to the city, and then that's it. He doesn't go as far as Rabbi Yehuda and make it as if he did the full Erev. And that would be, okay, yeah, that concludes Mishnah Yud. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishiyat, someone who leaves on Shabbos, Chutz L'Tchum, he goes outside the border of a city. Afilu Ama Achas, he even takes one step out of the border. He did it on Mazed, on purpose, and he did it, you know, he didn't do it for a mitzvah, he just did it, you know, because he wanted to do it, or even if he did it b'shogeg by mistake. Lo Yikaneis, he's not allowed, he's not permitted to go back into the border of the city. He can't go back into the border of the city. And all he's got is Dalet Amos. And even though he could be his Dalet Amos, even though his Dalet Amos are within the border of the city, we don't look at it as if he's still, like, you know, in the border. Rather, once he takes one step out of the border of the city, so you have the city, you have, go to the outskirts of the city, you get 2,000 amos, you're at the very end of those 2,000 amos, you take one step out, you're stuck, and all you have is 4 amos for the rest of the Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Ezra says, Shtayim. You've got to leave the border of the city, you have to leave 2 amos. 1 amos is not enough. You have to take 2 amos, the other way around. Shtayim yikanes. If you took 2 amos out of the city, then you could still come back. If you took 2 steps, 2 amos out of the border of the city, then yikanes, it's still permitted to come back into the border of the city, because Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his shita that we mentioned in Mishnah Hay, that the 4 amos of a person is, we look at it as the person's in the middle, meaning he has 2 amos in front, 2 amos, 2 amos in back. So it comes out that a person who's standing at the end of the border of the city technically has an additional 2 amos to go, and we look at it as if he's still within the border. So even if he took not just 1 step, but 2 steps, he's still okay. Whereas Shalosh, if he took 3 steps, then Lo Yikanesi can't go back into the city, and all he'll have is Dalet Amos. And then once it takes 3 steps, once it takes 3 amos out of the city, out of the border of the city, he's stuck there, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so we have 1 ama is 1 shita, we have 3 amos is the other shita. Moving right along. Someone who is on the road, Erev Shabbos, and he thinks that he's going to come into the city, you know, before Shabbos, but then it gets dark, Shkia comes, and he's very, very close to the border of the city, but it's already dark, it's already Shkia. Afilu ama achas. Afilu ya ama achas. He was 1 ama away from entering the border. Lo yikaneis. Just like a guy who leaves the border by 1 ama can't come back in on Shabbos. Someone who's about to come into the border, you know, before Shabbos and he misses it by 1 ama. So lo yikaneis. One Shabbos sets in, he can't come into the border. He's stuck there. And all he'll have is those dalet amos that are around him for the whole entire Shabbos. And it's not just if he's 1 ama away from the city. He could be 1 ama away from the border of the city, right? And again, because he's not within the border, he's stuck there and all have his 4 amos for the whole Shabbos. Whereas Reb Shimon says, Afilu chamesh esri amos, even if he's 15 amos away from the end of the border of the city, yikaneis, he could come into the border of the city and then eventually enter the city. She'ein hamoshochos mematzen es hamidos, because the people that would measure the tchum, measure the borders of the city, they did not make them exact. Bibnei hatoen, the people that would measure the border of the city, they would measure 2,000 amos, but they would really measure it 15 amos, you know, they would say the 2,000 amos were 15 amos, you know, short. So people, you know, shouldn't leave the city. And if someone did by mistake, they had that 15 amos, you know, breather to come back into the city, because they really, they said the 2,000 amos were 15 amos short. So therefore, someone who's 15 amos away from the city could be really already in the border of the city, and then therefore, you know, we permit him to enter the border, and because he's already in the border, really, and then go into the entire city. And this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And it's interesting to note that we only give this waiver to someone who was an ones. He was coming out of Shabbos. He only made it to 15 amos within the border. We say that, you know, he's really within the border because the measurers, you know, measured the 15 amos short. But someone who was actually in the town on Shabbos and just leaves the border, then we give him a knas and he's stuck through the whole Shabbos. We don't give him the same heter because we only give the heter to people that were an ones, not the people that should have known better not to leave the city on Shabbos. And this concludes Perek Daled.